from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, while crews repair the sinkhole that opened on Route 80 last week in Morris County, they're finding evidence of dozens of other potential sinkholes underneath the road. Transportation officials have identified at least 90 locations of possible instability or voids. Assemblywoman Ara Dunn says she's worried about what could happen when the interstate is reopened, comparing the possibility of new sinkholes developing to a game of whack-a-mole. Governor Murphy is giving a sneak peek into next week's budget address. While attending a roundtable discussion at Woodbury Junior Senior High School in Gloucester County on Wednesday, Murphy says he's going to help school districts looking to eliminate cell phones in the classroom.
We're also going to announce in this budget, which is specific to why we're here today, several million dollars for districts to apply through competitive grants to basically to get the amount of money it takes to buy pouches or to put a plan together.
Murphy is throwing his support behind a proposal in the legislature that would ban cell phones in classrooms for all grade levels. The governor's office says $3 million will be set aside in the budget to support this goal. New Jersey news brought to you by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here, and it's bigger than ever. Make your way to Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is urging the state's Board of Public Utilities to reverse recent rate increases.
Congressman Gottheimer sent a letter to the agency raising concerns about the higher electric bills New Jersey residents will start seeing by June. Atlantic City Electric customers could expect to see the highest increase at $28 a month, while JCP&L customers will have to pay $22 more a month. Gottheimer called the hikes outrageous, especially for families who are already struggling with high food and housing costs. Instead of approving the increasing prices, the congressman urged the board to take meaningful steps to keep costs down for hardworking New Jersey residents. Natalie Migliori, New Jersey 101.5 News.
One person remains hospitalized for smoke inhalation following a massive fire at a public storage facility in Cape May County yesterday. First reports came in around 9 o'clock yesterday morning at Burley Storage on Shunpike Road. The fire burned for several hours before crews could bring it under control. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Could we get snow tonight? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. That big snowstorm that passed south of New Jersey is out of here. Well, let's see now. We have a new impulse riding in from the west. It's weak, but enough to spark some snow showers today. Spotty light stuff, but maybe enough to put a fresh dusting or coating on the ground. Just watch for slippery spots. It's not going to be a big deal. Increasing clouds this afternoon. High temperatures cold in the upper 20s. Still a snow shower chance this evening, then clearing skies with a brisk wind kicking up. Lows around 20, but the wind chill closer to 10. Tomorrow will be sunny, breezy, and a little bit warmer. Highs push into the mid-30s, and that warming trend continues this weekend. Lots of sunshine on Saturday, highs near 40 into the mid-40s on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Thanks, Dan Zero. Right now in Long Branch, it's 26, Vineland 30, Union 28. Weather made possible by NJ Diet. With NJ Diet, there are no shots, no hormones, and no surgery. You will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days the natural way. Call 855-NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.